to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am very excited for our next guest because he is the mayor of where our studio resides in, Mayor Sean Riley, who is has been the city of Waukesha's mayor since 2014. So yep. Going on almost a decade.
Yeah.
Make sure you just talk right into the mic.
Right. Sure. It seems like a decade. Sometimes, other times, it seems about 8 years.
There you go. Perfect. So somewhere between 8 and 10 years. Yep. Well, we're so excited to have you here because it's not a happy event, but we obviously wanted to help get the word out as far as the one-year remembrance ceremony that's happening on November 21st. And so we'd love to hear more about what is planned for the memorial.
Sure. So on November 21st at Cutler Park, which is where the library is, we're going to have a remembrance ceremony. It's going to be kind of short, but it'll be myself speaking, police chief, fire chief, and also Father Pat, who was with the Catholic Waukesha Catholic Schools, and he was injured in the parade. We're all going to have somewhat short comments. The reason for this is to want to remember what did happen, but to get people together and to get people to, I think that's when the healing really happens, is when we're all together. I'm going to ask the city to light up in blue again. From that night on, we'll have some free blue lights to hand out. We'll have blue bracelets. But the big goal here is to recognize what did happen, to spend some time with each other. I know for many, many people, it'll be very, very emotional. We'll have some mental health people there to provide help if that's needed. But it's going to be a short ceremony to kind of gather together again to remember what did happen and to talk about healing. And we know that everyone heals at a different speed or a different pace. There was a lot of trauma that happened for the people who lost loved ones, people who were injured themselves. But also, we have literally thousands of people who witnessed what happened. Mm-hmm. And even if they weren't there, there were still some people that were greatly affected by what did happen. So I think it's very important to recognize the date and gather together.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, in just since we started this show, it's been the 10-year anniversary of what happened in Oak Creek. And so these tragedies that happen that even, whether it's a year later, 10 years later, 20 years later, like you said, healing is not a linear process, and especially as a community, being able to come together like that. And so I hope people show up. I hope people are looking forward to it, even though it's not going to be a happy event. It will right. likely be an emotional one. And so if there's people, when you say light the city up in blue, is there specific bulbs that people should be looking out for?
Any blue bulb.
Okay.
We did hand out last year, I don't know the total number, but there was a porch light. People lit their porch lights or wherever they were able to have a light shine through the window in blue. And blue is the color of unity. And the message was, is we are united. We are Waukesha strong. So we want to do that again this year. There's a lot of people that have actually had their blue porch lights on since last year. I expect there'll be a lot of people that will use blue lights again this year. And it can also go with your Christmas decorations too, if you care to do that.
The blue and white instead yep. of the multicolored. Yes, that would be very pretty for the holidays. And so, but speaking of the holidays, there's also nothing has stopped as far as there's still some really fun events that are happening in Waukesha after this memorial service, right?
Correct. So on December 2nd, it's the Night of Lights. The city has. What we did is we wanted to do something special for downtown, but we didn't want to do it right on Main Street. So we are having what I think is going to be a phenomenal light display that's going to be turned on the night of December 2nd, and that's the Walk of Lights, or the Night of Lights. And right on the Riverwalk, there'll be all these different light displays. One of the ones that I think will probably be the most popular with people is there's a big big globe that you're going to be able to, three or four people could fit inside of it, maybe five or six, 10 kids. And you can get your picture, you know, you can have someone take a picture of you, and it can be your Christmas card and stuff like that. The bridges will have lights over them. Over them will have some like laser lights that will have snowflakes and all that. Ooh. In Friedman Alley. So there'll be a lot of things happening. We didn't put it on Main Street, mainly because there's people that still have a difficult time being on Main Street, but this is right next to downtown, or it's right down, right next to Main Street. I think people, what I even saw from a lot of people on social media for Halloween is a lot of kids went down there. They didn't want to go on Main Street, but when they knew that they could go into the stores and get candy, they decided that it was okay to go on Main Street. And what I did hear was there was a lot of healing happening because of that, that the kids, you know, did go back onto Main Street and saw that it wasn't something that, you know, was a tragedy. And I'm hoping that we have the kind of the same thing with our lights, Night of Lights in downtown. What is also involved in that, so that's starting at 5:30 on December 2nd, is there's the annual tree lighting, which we do right in front of the rotunda. Mm-hmm. And that's been going on for many, many years, much longer than I've been around, where there's a nice big live tree, boy, it's got to be 40, 50 feet tall, that's all lit up. And we turn the lights on December 2nd for that. After that happens, there's going to be a lantern stroll, which happened last year, which was extremely popular. A lot of emotion was involved. Obviously, it happened, shortly after the event. People will walk through the streets and they'll have lanterns and they'll be singing Christmas carols and stuff like that. And then after that, then we'll go down to the Riverwalk and turn the lights on all these displays. And I think this is going to be something that, you know, many people in the area will find very heartwarming, healing, and also something that they're going to be down there a lot of times to get the pictures for their Christmas cards, to have photos to send to a family that are out of town and stuff like that, and just to enjoy our downtown, which is so wonderful.
It really is wonderful. I had, before starting this show, I had not spent a lot of time in Waukesha, let alone downtown Waukesha. And I have to say, as much as commuting every day is a bore, I hate driving, but it's so beautiful down here, and the downtown, especially Main Street, but our whole area is, I mean, I just commend, we've had other people from City Hall come on the show before to talk about different events that are happening here. And I always say how lively the downtown area is of Waukesha, and how almost every storefront is filled with independently owned stores and coffee shops and restaurants and toy shops and stuff. And so I can't wait to see it decorated for Christmas, because I love Christmas. And so what it's going to look like, and I'll probably still, because the sun sets so early now, that I'll probably actually be able to still be at the studio when all the lights get to come on and see how beautiful everything looks at the river, downtown. And so, but there's also going to be a parade, correct?
Correct. Yeah. On December 4th. So Sunday, December 4th, starting at 4 p.m., we're going to have our Christmas parade. If you don't count on the route that we always used to use. We have a different route now. It is Main Street and then to Cutler Park. It is kind of goes around in a block, let's call it that, in a square. I want to say a circle, but it's obviously with streets, they're not circles. It's going to be a square. So check our website to make sure you know where the best viewing parts are for you and your family to watch the parade. And I expect... One, there's a lot of interest in the parade. A lot of entities want to have floats in it or walk in it. So I expect many, many. We're going to have a larger parade than we normally do, mm-hmm. and our parade is pretty big. There'll be a lot of energy, a lot of people having a great time. And I know that based upon like our 4th of July parade, there's going to be a lot of people that are also honoring those that were injured, those who are suffering. So there'll be a lot of that also.
And just because I feel like it's an obvious question, as far as different changes for safety precautions that have changed since last year, was there any investments in different besides, obviously, you said they changed the route, but is there other things that you want people to know?
There's been a lot of work done to make sure that our parades are safe. We had our Memorial Day parade and our 4th of July parade. We have bought barricades. Anyone who's attended any of those have seen the barricades. They're also out for Friday Night Live. So these are movable barricades that basically would stop a large truck in its tracks. Those will be out. We use those. Our police presence will be very noticeable, but there's many overt things that you'll see, and there's also covert things that I won't talk about.
Which is a very smart thing to do, because that is part of being safe. And so I will be back. I'm actually going on my honeymoon tomorrow. But I will be back in time for most of this. And so I am excited to be able to go to the parade for the first time and check that out and all of the lights. And so I would love to have you stick around for our next segment and maybe talk more broadly about your time of the last 8 years as mayor of Waukesha, and also kind of one of the bigger projects as far as, because you just in the last, this is your third term?
Yeah, just started the third term.
And I think I read, is this potentially going to be your last term or TBD?
That's what I've been saying, yep.
Okay, so we'll talk about, when we come back, a little bit more about Mayor Sean Riley's last term and the things that maybe you want to make sure you accomplish in the next couple years. But stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest this half hour is Mayor Sean Riley, who is the mayor of the city of Waukesha and has been serving since April 2014 and is in his third and maybe last term. And so I'm interested, as someone who's had two terms, you just started, as you got reelected in April, beyond what we were talking about was the year remembrance ceremony that's coming up and all the different holiday things coming up for the downtown Waukesha. But beyond, once we get past the holidays, what are some of the bigger initiatives or projects that you're excited about to try to finish up while you're still mayor?
The first one, and what I started as mayor for, was getting water from Milwaukee, or getting Lake Michigan water to Waukesha. Waukesha has a major problem in that our water has radium in it. We do blend it, and you're not in any danger to drink it now, but we are under a court order to figure out what to do with their water. And it's been a long, long process to get to the point where we're finishing our construction of mains that will bring water from Lake Michigan into Waukesha, and then also we have to bring it back into, it has to go back into Lake Michigan, and it's going into the river in Franklin. It's a $285 million project. Mm. We're getting near the end of it. We're going to turn over so that our water system is going to be not deep wells, but will be Lake Michigan water in September of next year. That's the reason I ran. I thought my opinion is Waukesha's future was totally dependent upon getting approval from the Great Lakes Compact. I could now talk for probably about 3 or 4 hours about this. But we needed the approval of the governors of 8 Great Lakes states and recognition from 2 Canadian provinces that would allow us to take water out of the Great Lakes Basin, use it here, and then return it to the Great Lakes Basin. That was approved in 2016. And then I thought that would be the hard part, but designing it, building it, it turns out that that's pretty much of a large process too. So we're on the final legs of getting that done. For me, that was the most important thing. I was a municipal attorney before I was mayor. Environmental studies is something I went to law school for, and have a good idea of the environment and how things systems work. So that was one of the things that I was very interested in, focused on in getting accomplished as mayor. It will be accomplished next year. So long answer is getting Lake Michigan water for Waukesha is the biggest thing that I need to get done. Other than that, to keep on making all of our different departments better, that includes police and fire. We do have the best police and fire departments in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm not just saying that. Our Parks Department just won a major award, one of, I think, 43 Parks Departments in the United States that won the Gold Medal Award. We just won that. Our Public Works Department is picking up leads right now. I was just talking to the Public Works Director about this. We're one day behind, but there was a lot of leads that came down all at the same time. And our residents actually put them on the curb in the terrace area. In the last week and a half, there's a lot of leads to pick up. We're getting that all done. But just making all our departments better. I spend a lot of time working with the department heads, trying to figure out what type of things need to be done in order to make the city of Waukesha better. And I don't have any like grandiose, we're going to plan for any one thing. It's continually make Waukesha better throughout the entire city.
Mayor, I'm curious, because so many smaller communities have had a tough time revitalizing their downtowns, in like the 70s and 80s, and all these big malls were built and little downtowns were left to die. How have you been able to keep downtown Waukesha so vibrant? Because as Kristen mentioned, all the little shops and the coffee shops, and they're all, they're not big chains. They're independently owned. And I just think that's wonderful.
Well, yeah, I think the architecture in downtown plays a part in that. But more than anything, it's the people in downtown. They're fiercely loyal to downtown Waukesha, our business owners, and also the people who come and shop and dine in downtown. I would say the renaissance for Waukesha began probably at least 15 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago. It pretty much started with smaller art galleries, coming into downtown, being successful. Then the coffee shops came, people and then the restaurant, and there's always been restaurants down here, but some of the restaurants really became popular, and we just ended up with what is a beautiful, vibrant downtown. And actually, it's kind of interesting. I think right now we're pretty much at our lowest vacancy rate for business, for storefronts in downtown Waukesha. And I just see it continuing to get better and better.
Absolutely. Well, in the 2 minutes that we have left, remind everyone of the dates of everything coming up in the next, I guess, for the rest of the year.
All right. You may have to cut me off. So downtown, go to WaukeshaDBA.com to see all the different events that are happening downtown, but there will be horse-drawn carriage rides. We have Small Business Saturday on Saturday, November 26th. Shop small, shop local. We'll have live reindeer downtown on Saturday, December 3rd. If you want to have your letters sent to Santa, that's through December 18th. There's an art crawl on Saturday, December 3rd. That's always a great time. There's a Santa run on Sunday, December 4th, 10:30 a.m. I'm not running. I'll probably watch it. You can have photos with Santa and holiday sidewalk cutout characters. I'm not going to go through all the dates of that. always check out what's happening at the Civic Theater. Cookie Tray with Santa Workshop at Fisk Avenue. Ugly Sweater Saturday, December 10th. So I may do that.
All right. That sounds like a fun one. I got some ugly sweaters.
I used to borrow my mom's, and then she found out what I was using them for.
All right. Mayor Sean Riley, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll be absolutely have you back. And thank you for hosting us in this wonderful city of Waukesha.
Thank you. Welcome.
All right. We're going to take a break. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.